answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
American 11, are you trying to call?
The cockpit is not answering their phone. Our number one has been staffed, and our five has been staffed.
I am going to call from Washington. I am in a situation where American 11 is a possible hijack.
What's going on, Benny? The craft is erratic again. Problem, are you ready? Ready, talk to me. Eddie, are you there? Eddie? Teddy?
A plane just hit the World Trade Center.
What?
Was it 737?
It what?
Like the World Trade Center.
Who are you talking to? Oh, God. Oh, my God.
United 175, New York. We have some problems over here right now. We might have a hijack over here, two of them.
Jules, this is Ryan. Listen, on an airplane that's been hijacked, if things don't go well, I'm looking good. I just want you to know I absolutely love you. I want you to do good. I'm so happy to find. Same to my parents and everybody. And I just totally love you, and I'll see you in Denver. Bye, babe.
That last call was a father, a husband, leaving a voicemail on his home answering machine, trying to let his family know that he was probably going to die and he will see you when you get to me to heaven. This is 9/11, 2025. That was 9/11, 2001. And, of course, yesterday we had a political assassination of the leader of the Turning Point USA group, Charlie Kirk. These tragedies now stand back-to-back forever in history. Today, President Trump laid a wreath at the memorial for the 9/11 victims. And there's grieving in various events around the nation, honoring those who died. And the numbers, I remind you, are staggering, not just the event itself, which was seismic and eventually rippled all the way around the world, and leaving dead in its wake, not just those killed that day, but those who would later die, who were trying to rescue people in the buildings at 9/11, the World Trade Center, or ended up in battles that we were following up going after the terrorists in Iraq and Afghanistan. We're going to spend more time on 9/11 coming up shortly. I'm saying we will spend more time now and in our second hour. It's a massive story, and I do not want it to be forgotten. And, of course, the Charlie Kirk story is massive on so many levels. Those two stories, the focus of today's program. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. News, analysis, opinion, and education. I will make sure you learn more and know more than you do right now by the time we finish these programs today. In our next hour, we have a vice chair of the Young Republicans joining us for his thoughts and comments on how the assassination of Charlie Kirk will resonate with young people, not just young Republicans. And also later in this hour, John Daniel Davidson, Federalist Senior Editor, on his thoughts. And there's a column in the Federalist today talking about, stating specifically, the left is not stepping forward to condemn this. And I have to admit, I don't see that happening. I agree. There's lip service, but I don't see real condemnation of the assassination of Kirk. We'll get into that as we move forward. But back to the event that shook the world. You were hearing in the beginning, communications reference American Airlines Flight 11. The ringleader of the attacks was on board that plane and flew it into the North Tower of the World Trade Center complex at 8:46 in the morning, Eastern. Do you remember where you were when you heard that story? And then as the images came out? And 17 minutes later, 9:03, United Airlines Flight 175 hit the South Tower. Both collapsed within an hour and 42 minutes. That incident ended up killing that and the other two planes that were involved in crashes, one into the Pentagon, one into a farm field in Pennsylvania because they fought to take control of the plane from the hijackers. Killed 2,977, injured thousands more, and eventually giving long-term health consequences to many of those who were inside trying to rescue or had been injured during the attack itself. It was the deadliest incident for U.S. firefighters in history. 343 firefighters died rushing into the buildings while people were coming out. And 72 members of law enforcement. One of the planes did hit the Pentagon. That was American Airlines Flight 77 hitting the Pentagon at 9:37 that morning.
Pentagon just got hit. Don't say that. God damn, I can't even protect my NCA.
United 93, that traffic for you is 1 o'clock, 12 miles eastbound, 370.
Negative contact, we're looking at United 93.
United 93, Cleveland, if you hear the center right then.
They got 10 pieces of dock, keep remaining sitting, we have a ball aboard.
Tuesday.
Hi, baby. Baby, you have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I'm on the plane. I'm calling from the plane. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. And I'm so sorry, babe. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you. Bye.
That breaks your heart, doesn't it? Imagine being the family at the other end of the line picking up just a recorded voicemail and realizing you miss that last chance to talk to your loved one. We still weren't sure in the beginning what was happening. But as the day and the story continued, it became not just evident that we were under attack, but how deep did it go?
56865. We have, I believe it is a Boeing 757. Can you see him up there, sir?
That's confirmed. It looks like he's rocking his wings.
Roger.
He's rocking back and forth.
We're 56865. I advise you stay away from that aircraft. Go north as fast as you can.
United 93. Have you got information on that yet?
Yeah, he's down.
He's down?
Yes.
When did he land?
He did not land.
Oh, he's down?
Yes.
Down?
Somewhere up northeast of Camp David.
Sean, it's me. I just wanted to let you know I love you, and I'm stuck in this building in New York. There's lots of smoke, and I just wanted you to know that I love you always.
At number two, World Trade Center, right?
Only the food is in the coffin. Nobody ready to die, but it's getting bad.
The smoke was getting bad in the towers to the extent that some decided to jump. And the plane that went down was the one that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania at 10:03 that morning. It's believed it was to target either the U.S. Capitol or the White House. But by that point, passengers on board had heard, seen messages, text messages, and they realized that they were on a hijacked plane. So they fought to get control and struggle to take it away from the hijackers. It did not end in that sense to survival, and ended in the plane crashing into Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And the calls from the World Trade Center.
I'm on the 83rd floor.
I'm going to die, aren't I?
No. Say
I'm going to die.
Ma'am, say your prayers.
You've
got to think positive because you got to help each other get off the floor.
I'm going to die. No.
The FAA grounded all planes that were in the air, told them to get to the ground at that point. We scrambled fighter jets, and they were given authorization that if a plane does not acknowledge you and follow your instructions, a commercial jetliner, the green light was on to shoot it down in the sky. Thank God it never came to that. And the ground stop for all aviation in the U.S. continued until September 13. Much of what you've just been listening to has been put together as a composite by several different groups, so I cannot give full credit to each and every one that contributed. But I want you to know it's not me doing it. I'm just taking parts of it, presenting it for you. Credit is due to someone, but it tells a terrifying story and reliving what became a national tragedy for us, a modern-day Pearl Harbor. We'll have more on this story in our second hour. Charlie Kirk being killed yesterday, a political assassination. Investigators believe they found the rifle used.
This morning I can tell you that we have recovered what we believe is the weapon that was used in yesterday's shooting. It is a high-powered bolt-action rifle. That rifle was recovered in a wooded area where the shooter had fled. So the FBI laboratory will be analyzing this weapon. Investigators have also collected footwear impression, a palm print, and forearm imprints for analysis. Now, I understand there are a lot of questions about motive. I assure you that all leads, tips, and tips are being fully investigated. As of this morning, we have received more than 130 tips. We thank the community for that. The FBI has brought every resource to bear, and we will continue to do so throughout the course of this investigation.
The rifle has been identified as a bolt action. That means the shooter had to load the shot manually, but he fired only one shot, and he hit the target he intended. There is video circulating from various sources that show a figure on a building about 200 yards away. Yes, this replicates what Trump faced in Butler, Pennsylvania, but you have to keep in mind, Trump should have had more protection, obviously, because he was president. And presidential candidates, they get the same kind of protection. Charlie Kirk had a minimal security detail. He was doing what he often did, engaging with students. There was no overfly. There was no oversight. There was no effort to make sure everyone was safe around him and that he would be safe. President Trump.
To my great fellow Americans, I am filled with grief and anger at the heinous assassination of Charlie Kirk on a college campus in Utah. Charlie inspired millions, and tonight all who knew him and loved him are united in shock and horror. Charlie was a patriot who devoted his life to the cause of open debate and the country that he loved so much, the United States of America. He fought for liberty, democracy, justice, and the American people. He's a martyr for truth and freedom, and there's never been anyone who was so respected by youth. Charlie was also a man of deep, deep faith, and we take comfort in the knowledge that he is now at peace with God in heaven.
And again, this shooting was at a university gathering in Utah. Less than an hour after Kirk was shot, and I'm not sure it was confirmed he was dead at that point, at the shooting at Utah Valley University, there was another shooting in Colorado at Evergreen High School. Three students wounded, one apparently died. That was a self-inflicted gunshot. Whether or not there's any connection, we may never know. But we do know that some of the leftist media quickly tried to look for ways to place blame, and it was not going to be on hatred from the left.
One of the Doge employees was allegedly attacked in Washington, D.C. That's what Donald Trump used as a justification to send in federal troops into Washington, D.C. to get things under control. Yeah. You can imagine the administration using this as a justification for something.
We don't know if this was a supporter shooting their gun off in celebration, or so we have no idea about this. But following up on what was just said, he's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech.
Yeah, so that comment got him in some pretty big trouble. MSNBC quickly addressed how inappropriate it was, writing, quote, "During our breaking news coverage of the shooting of Charlie Kirk, Matthew Dode made comments that were inappropriate, insensitive, and unacceptable. We apologize for his statements, as has he. There is no place for violence in America, political or otherwise."
And I had never seen a hateful remark from Charlie Kirk, and he did not that day either. John Daniel Davidson coming up for the Federalist to join us in his thoughts. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John, Bill and I were talking. You said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Bill. John Bill Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who's there.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Continuing the story and the assassination of Charlie Kirk yesterday. Joining me now, Federalist Senior Editor John Daniel Davidson. John, thanks for being available.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I would like your first and raw emotions as you heard the story unfold yesterday.
I was shocked like everybody else. It took me a while to get the news because I was out of cell phone range in the mountains hunting. But when I heard it was all over, and I think that what this means for us is that we're entering a very dangerous moment. And we're sort of outside the realm of politics now. The left will not coexist peacefully with the rest of the country.
I'm sorry, the left will not what, sir?
Coexist peacefully with the rest of us.
I see. One of your fellow writers, in fact, Mark Hemingway, wrote a piece titled, "The Left Has Never Been Held Accountable for Political Violence, and That Must Change." Is that kind of what you're also addressing?
Yeah, we have to start treating the organizations and the entire ecosystem infrastructure of the radical left as an enemy of the American people. The groups out there that promote transgenderism, Antifa violence, they have to be treated the way we treated jihadi groups after 9/11. They have to go after their funding, seize their assets, and hold people accountable.
Well, I see a statement from Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. This is a time that all Americans should come together and feel and mourn what happened, adding violence, which affects so many different people, so many different political persuasions, is an affliction of America, and coming together is what we ought to be doing, not pointing fingers or blame. Do you put yourself at the end of what he's pointing, or do you think he's speaking sincerely?
No, of course he's not speaking sincerely. Chuck Schumer called for violence against sitting Supreme Court justice. He warned them that they would reap the whirlwind.
Yes.
And that they have no idea what's coming. And then the assassination attempt was carried out against Justice Kavanaugh. He's exactly the kind of person my colleague Mark Hemingway was talking about. Chuck Schumer needs to be held accountable for his fomenting of left-wing violence.
Now, how close do we get to the line with your remarks adding fuel as opposed to cooling the temperature, or do we need to be that close to feel the heat and actually understand what's involved?
There's no way to cool the temperature. As I said at the beginning, we're outside the realm of politics now. We have two nations in this country that are at war with each other. Only one of them is going to win. We're going to become all leftists, or we're going to return to an American republic with a shared understanding of free speech and constitutional rights.
Barack Obama posted, "We don't yet know what motivated the person who shot and killed Charlie Kirk." Do you agree with that, that we don't know? Officially, I know we don't.
No, and
but
neither.
Go ahead.
Neither does Obama. Obama doesn't believe that either. The left, people like Obama and Chuck Schumer, have no problem with political violence. And everything they say about it is disingenuous. And I'm tired. I think we should stop pretending otherwise.
And what about the members on the right to make sure that they don't go too far and resort to violence against violence? That's not the answer.
No, and that's not what I'm saying. And I hope that nobody does that. But I do think that we need to use every power, every tool at the disposal of the federal government to dismantle left-wing ideological organizations that foment violence. Every Antifa group, every trans activist group, their finances should be audited, their assets seized, and every cent traced back. And if any of it is going to foment violence or to violent groups, then the Department of Justice should investigate and prosecute to the fullest extent of the law.
And therein you have a point that is often overlooked. I consider, like you, that some of these remarks, and including I've got one here from House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries saying, "Political violence in any form against any American is unacceptable, should be denounced." But I don't see them doing that. I heard Hakeem Jeffries also calling out for fight and blustering previously, as I have heard members on the right.
The day after Trump was almost assassinated, Joe Biden and the Democrats were back to calling him a threat to democracy. That is assassination prep rhetoric. And they were doing it right after Trump survived an assassination attempt. So I don't want to hear anything more from Democrats.
There are a lot of Democrats that would not adhere to any of this, but are they, quote, hostage?
Where are they?
Well, that's a good point. That's exactly what I was going to raise. Are they being held hostage or fearful to speak out at this point?
Well, I don't really care. If they're afraid to speak out, if they're being held hostage, then they're cowards.
As was the man on the roof. Charlie Kirk, immediately yesterday, within minutes of the shooting, and even after his death, you had various members of the media, MSNBC, Jen Psaki, and all, suggesting that Charlie Kirk basically using the – they didn't use the words that McConnell did – I'm sorry, Schumer did in front of the Supreme Court, saying you'll reap the whirlwind. But that's kind of what they're saying, that hate bred hate, and that Charlie Kirk was a man filled with hate and he preached hate.
Yeah, well that's what those people would say. Nobody can see with a straight face can say that Charlie Kirk preached hate. He had mainstream conservative Christian values, and that's what he preached. There was nothing extreme about Charlie Kirk. There was nothing radical about him. In some ways, he wasn't as conservative enough as I'd like him to be. But, you know, for Matthew Dowd and Jen Psaki to go on the air, you know, before his body was cold, and to defame him and slander him in this way should be disqualifying for those people. Matthew Dowd should never work in media again.
Well, he lost the current job he has, but again, that does not mean media's whole. And I guess MSNBC takes that as, see, we will punish those who get out of line. I don't know that that message is that clear.
No, the left only understands power. So they have to be made to feel the effects of their actions and the consequences. You know, they're not going to stop because you asked them to.
And then some of the things that surfaced on social media yesterday, applauding, praising, mocking the death of Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk met a bullet and he lost, things of that nature. Vile, venomous, full of hate.
Yeah, again, people have to feel consequences for this. If they want to harbor those feelings in their heart, then that's between them and God. But if they go on social media and post this stuff, then they should be made famous. Their employer should know about it. They should lose their job. They should be hounded out of polite society.
Do you think, we're listening, talking to John Daniel Davidson, senior editor of The Federalist. You mentioned earlier that Charlie was mainstream Christian, all about the family and bringing our nation back to our values. How far is our nation from our mainstream of what we should be?
We're very far indeed. The fact that Charlie Kirk was so effective is because he was calling people back to a way of life and a set of values that have largely been abandoned by the mainstream.
And he was often engaging. I'm sorry.
It's very troubling times.
He was often engaging young people, encouraging them to speak out, but understand civil discourse, not violence.
Oh, yeah.
John, I want to thank you again. I know you're slammed with a lot of other requests as well, so we certainly appreciate you spending time with our audience.
Hey, thanks for calling me, Larry.
You bet. John Daniel Davidson, senior editor of The Federalist. I strongly encourage you to follow The Federalist, read his writings and the others. You can look at the piece I was referring to by Mark Hemingway today. Speaking about Jen Psaki and some of her remarks, let's get into that because it needs to be fully exposed.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport? And be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Larry Connors here, welcoming Tom Shaw Realtors. Nearly 100 years helping folks buy, sell acreage, homes, horse property. Call Tom, 636-432-1922. 432-1922. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I don't need the pills you take, just feel the spirit moving. Brother, I ain't slept in days, all without the drugs you use. Fed me for the builder's use, use me for the Great Commission. As it was and always will, as it is, I'm here to witness. Old time screaming and shouting, grow up, tell it on the mountain. Faith too strong to be left out and way of trying God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
President Trump, this was somebody he knew personally, I will acknowledge, and obviously is impacted by it. But he put out a 4-minute video, and I'm not going to play the video. I don't want to play the video. But there was a line at the end that I think is, I just wanted to raise and read. At the end of this 4-minute video, he says, "For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now." And obviously, there's a lot of rhetoric that is problematic. A lot of it is coming from one particular side and from one particular building. But what can be done? I fear when this is an escalation already in less than 24 hours of this shooting.
That is Jen Psaki yesterday, hours after the death of Charlie Kirk. I want to repeat some of what she said. First of all, she said, "I have a 4-minute statement from President Trump, but we're not going to play it. But I want to point out a particular part of it." And when someone says that, it suggests to me that they're looking for something that fits the narrative of what they want to promote. Not necessarily going to be wrong, but it does say they're looking for something specific. Now, I understand that as an editor, producer of this program, that there are certain sound bites I do want, and I'm pushing it for a narrative and or information. But as she was on her program, The Briefing, with her guest, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, she was saying, quoting Trump to say, "For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals." That is a fact. I mean, that's a documented fact over and over again. But she didn't want her audience to hear Trump say that. She did want to add, this kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism we're seeing in our country today. Which rhetoric? The rhetoric of the radical left, as she referred to them, or rather Trump did, that they were comparing people like Charlie and even Trump to Nazis? Or is the rhetoric the fact that Trump calls it out? Listen, we have flashpoints. I mean, we're walking through a minefield at night, and there is no way to tell where we step that it might be the mine. And she says it must stop right now. Now, again, she was talking to Senator Mark Kelly, Democrat of Arizona. You recall that his wife, Gabby, was a victim of a shooting at a gathering. She survived that January 2013 shooting, but since has had difficulty speaking, walking, a right arm paralyzed. She continues to undergo speech and physical therapy. She and 18 others were shot. She was simply holding a constituent meeting in a supermarket parking lot in the Tucson metropolitan area. She was very big already about gun control and gun laws and pushing for harder, making it harder all the way around to exercise your Second Amendment. That's still no reason for somebody to go and try to kill Gabby Giffordson. No reason now for using any kind of rhetoric to go and kill Charlie Kirk. No reason, Jen Psaki, for you to take a statement that Trump said and say that that kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism. And adding, obviously, there's a lot of rhetoric that is problematic. A lot of it is coming from one particular side and one particular building. Do you have any doubt who she's referring to? I can tell you that if people on the right are calling for violence, venge, revenge, being a vengeful, however you want to phrase it, I will call them out. I'm not going to be silent about it. We need to be strong in our denouncement. I mean strong. We can't have lip services offered by Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries that say it's wrong, we shouldn't do that. We'll get tough about it. And getting tough means enforcing the laws. She didn't let you hear Trump say anything, but she told you what was radical. Let's actually listen to that statement.
For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today. And it must stop right now. My administration will find each and every one of those who contributed to this atrocity and to other political violence, including the organizations that fund it and support it, as well as those who go after our judges, law enforcement officials, and everyone else who brings order to our country. From the attack on my life in Butler, Pennsylvania last year, which killed a husband and father, to the attacks on ICE agents, to the vicious murder of a healthcare executive in the streets of New York, to the shooting of House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and three others. Radical left political violence has hurt too many innocent people and taken too many lives. Tonight, I ask all Americans to commit themselves to the American values for which Charlie Kirk lived and died. The values of free speech, citizenship, the rule of law, and the patriotic devotion and love of God.
What is radical in that statement that Jen Psaki said? I'm not going to play it, but I think it's heating up the rhetoric. Problematic, coming from one particular side, one particular building, the White House. There are those on the left, let's say Democrats. It's hard to clarify, classify anymore for me to say the left, because I know a lot of good Democrats, and I don't put you in the same corral when I say the left. When I say the far left, I know many of you are not part of that. When I say progressives, I know you're not part of it. But your voice has got to be louder. Your voice and your actions have to be louder. Time magazine immediately went to press and came out with a cover that's out on the stands now titled, it's a all in red of Charlie Kirk sitting under the tent in Utah speaking to the crowd. He had not been shot at this point. They're just showing a freeze frame of him sitting there talking. And the title across the Time magazine, enough, that one word, enough, followed by the killing of Charlie Kirk and the epidemic of American political violence. Well, what does it include? It immediately, well, first of all, it does refer to a plague of violence in our nation. The attempted assassination on Trump to the killing of the UnitedHealthcare CEO and now Charlie Kirk. But it also begins, In 2021, Trump supporters attacked the U.S. Capitol. I mean, they go back to January 6th and say Trump and those who went into the Capitol that day are to blame for all the violence that followed. A lot of the violence that happened prior to that, they just want to forget. And they were pushing defund police prior to January 6th. And they made up charges against many they hauled into court and even into jail. They were inside the Capitol. They did not know about everything that happened in advance of them. And I have called out, and I will continue to call out, any of those on, quote, the right or conservatives that they were up the front battling police officers, I'm calling you out. I will continue. Now, we also know that numerous undercover officers from the FBI were inside the group. They're not clarifying how many, but there's video from the Capitol tapes, which the January 6th committee did not let the general public see, where they've arrested a couple people, take them into a room, and then laughing with them, uncuff them, and set them free. And then we have Jen Psaki. I correct myself. We have Nancy Pelosi stating, I'm responsible. I should have used the National Guard. Trump had offered the National Guard. There had been requests made and got rejected or ignored. There's plenty of blame to spread around, but they want to use that as basically the launch point for this violence. You're wrong. We talked earlier about what happened to MSNBC and one of their correspondents or their commentators, Matthew Dowd. He was basically saying violence begets violence, and Charlie Kirk is a radical, violent speaker. And that's not true. And you know what happened as a response to that? MSNBC said, during our breaking news coverage of the shooting of Charlie Kirk, Matthew Dowd made comments that were inappropriate, insensitive, and unacceptable. I never thought I'd see those words from MSNBC, especially directed to one of their own. We apologize for his statements, as has he. There is no place for violence in America, political or otherwise. Listen, we can echo that over and over again. And yes, we can pray over and over again. But prayer also demands action. They took their action saying he's no longer part of our staff. They have not done anything with Katie Turr, who was making remarks on her own program that, again, Trump and Kirk have created this atmosphere. You may not know Kirk that well or really had ever followed him, but you know right from wrong, do you not? And I don't care what your political stripe, you know right from wrong. Can we start with that as resetting our moral compass, our North Star, aside from your politics, your religion, your color? Texas Senator Ted Cruz has had a long and deep friendship with Charlie Kirk. For him, as for all of us, yesterday's tragedy hit deeply. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I'm heartbroken. I'm physically sick. Charlie was a good friend. I first met Charlie when he was 18 years old, when he was this young kid with a vision for Turning Point, a vision to energize young people, to excite them, to get them involved. And Charlie, every word you said about him is true. He was bold, he was courageous, he was fearless, he was cheerful, he was a happy warrior. He went and engaged those who disagreed with him, and he was happy to listen to their arguments, to engage with them on substance, and he made an unbelievable difference impacting young people. You were talking about your cell phone. I've been getting texts the instant this happened, text from friends of mine who says, you know, my high school kid was inspired by Charlie, my son, my daughter, all sorts of people that I didn't even know he was impacting.
You never know the impact you have on people. And you don't have to be a public political figure or have your program, radio program, podcast. You still have impact on them, beginning with your children, your family. Yesterday evening, as we were going through the Charlie Kirk assassination, I quoted from the Bible. See, for me, and I'm not, as some might say, a Bible thumper, and I'm very sinful in many ways. I have youthful sins. I still, unfortunately, find myself reliving in a sinful way just to relive them and quote, enjoy, maybe. But I'm telling you, every time I encounter something like this, I turn to the book that I know has the answers, at least to help me work my way through it. And especially if someone's lost a loved one. Philippians 4:7. I go strong with the verse that says, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. And I wish those who are suffering the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. In the next hour, more on the Charlie Kirk and where we go from here, including a reflection back to what happened during World War I on one particular night in 1914. That'll be coming up in our second hour. And more on 9/11. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Bill. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help. On Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Question: are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit PRIglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.